I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. What investors hate most is uncertainty. And after this weekend, they are now certain of the whereabouts of Saddam Hussein. Joining us with the latest from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, time for hats and horns?
Time for hats and horns a bit. Stock markets around the world did jump on the news, Alex. Asian markets were the first to open. Tokyo's Nikkei closed up 321 points. That's just over 3%. The major European indices gained. London's FTSE, though, ended, I guess, flat. And here in the U.S., the Dow Industrials jumped more than 100 points at the opening bell. On the flip side, the price of gold fell in London. Bonds dropped a bit. And oil prices slid, of course, on the hope that oil exports in Iraq could get a bit of a boost from this.
But for stock markets, this is the event they've been waiting for.
Yeah, it's part of the bigger picture of economic and political stability. We've had a lot of other events recently, good economic statistics, the Dow breaking through the 10,000 mark last week. And this adds to what most analysts say is growing optimism in the markets. But I spoke this morning with Ted Weisberg of Seaport Securities from the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, where he's a trader. He said there's still lots of unresolved issues that investors are still watching out for.
The market always has trouble dealing with uncertainty. Perhaps this event will help at least eliminate one of the chapters in terms of that uncertainty. We still don't know how events will unfold going forward in Iraq. The threat of terrorist attacks is still very much out there, and there is the issue of bin Laden. So though some of the uncertainty certainly will be eliminated by the capture of Saddam, we're not out of the woods yet.
And Ted also pointed out that because this news came over the weekend, investors had a good 24 hours to absorb it.
On another financial front test, the White House Special Envoy, former Secretary of State James Baker, is going to visit several countries that are owed a lot of money by Iraq in Europe. Is Saddam Hussein's capture going to make those conversations a little easier, I would think?
It looks like it. Already today, the French foreign minister indicated that they are ready to deal on this issue of either forgiving or radically reducing the amount of debt Iraq owes. Right now, all told, the country's foreign debt totals about $120 billion. About $40 billion of that is owed to the U.S., France, Germany, and 16 other nations that are members of an umbrella group called the Paris Club. Russia is insisting that any restructuring or canceling of Iraq's debt be done through Paris Club negotiations, not bilateral talks with the U.S. envoy. But Baker is going to be in France tomorrow anyway to start those talks. And here in the Marketplace newsroom, we're following Saddam's cash. Now that they have the man, will the coalition find his money?
Thank you, Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.